Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
A humble work, outlasting the stars. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers not because you must, but because you are willing, 1 Peter 5:2. The similarities between a shepherd of sheep and a shepherd of the flock of God are many. Both provide a healthy diet for the sheep. Both protect the flock from predators. Both lead the sheep in paths that are safe. Both have a thankless job. Charles E. Jefferson, a pastor himself at the turn of the 19th century, provides this portrait of a pastor and shepherd. Walk with Charles E. Jefferson, pastor of a church in New York City. The shepherd's work must be done in obscurity. The things which he does do not make interesting copy. It is a form of service which eats up a man's life. It makes a man old before his time. Every good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The finest things a minister does are done out of sight and never get reported. His joy is not that his success is being talked about on earth, but that his name is written in heaven. The shepherd in Bible lands had no crowd to admire him. He lived alone with the sheep and the stars. The messengers of Christ must not expect brass bands to attend them on their way. Theirs is humble, unpretentious, and oftentimes unnoticed labor. But if it builds souls in righteousness, it is more lasting than the stars. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Peter chapter 5.
1 Peter 5. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. With the help of Silas, whom I regard as a faithful brother, I have written to you briefly, encouraging you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. She who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you her greetings, and so does my son Mark. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ.
In listening to this podcast, you have met many renowned shepherds of the flock of God, men and women whose ministries have continued long after their passing. But there are countless other such shepherds who have labored and are laboring to nourish the flocks entrusted to them. How about your own spiritual leaders? Does their labor go unnoticed by their own flock? Thank God that you have a shepherd and a shepherd who cares for you.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.